The resignation came on the third anniversary because 3 years of implementation of the peace agreement have passed without really significant progress in the implementation of key provisions of the peace agreement. While these delays happen, people continue to suffer and die, and those in the refugee camps are not able to get back home, and majority of our people now rely on humanitarian assistance, indicating that the agreement has not effectively helped to address the crisis in the country, not because of its content, but because of the way it is being implemented. There is a deliberate attempt by the key leaders who are supposed to lead the implementation, not really doing so. And so the agreement is failing the people of South Sudan. And it is no longer in the interest of the citizens to continue supporting a process that does not help to restore stability in the country.
Yes, with all due respect, you say the agreement is dead, is not working, but Riek Machar is in Juba and he's implementing the agreement with President Salva Kiir. There are some non-signatory groups and violence here and there, but the agreement is working. Riek is in Juba.
Well, it's Riek Machar is in Juba, but you may be aware that his own camp is disintegrating very badly all along since he came to Juba. So many of his commanders defected from his forces to the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, and the latest now has been in Magenis, Kit Gwang, where even his whole deputy has defected. And a big size of his forces have defected. So this fragmentation has pitted these forces against one another. And even today, we had seen a letter, a statement from the spokesperson of the group in Magenis saying they got attacked and they have been fighting and killing themselves. So, the only thing you can talk about in the implementation of the agreement has been relative adherence to the cessation of hostilities, mainly among the forces of government and the SPLM-IO. But then, as it stands now, the rest of the things are not helping, and so the situation is so fragile. But there is a deliberate attempt by those implementing the agreement and also the region and the international community to really pretend that things are working out well for the people of South Sudan, which is not true at all.
For some time now, since the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan was signed in 2018, September, the narrative has been that political violence is not what the government is saying. Even regional bodies, even UNMISS, the UN, they say political violence has been reduced significantly or eliminated. There is sub-national violence or intercommunal violence. There are non-signatory groups that are being called upon to join the peace agreement. But you seem to be challenging that narrative with what you're saying.
Well, absolutely. We are challenging this narrative because the real situation is that for the ordinary citizens, things are not improving. I have been moving all over the country, meeting with citizens, and their position has been that they don't see what's happening with the implementation of the peace agreement. Most of these things that are being reported are reports that come from the conference halls in the hotels in Juba. But the reality of the matter is that citizens are really dying in different parts of the country because of what is characterized as local level violence. The agreement, and that is where the majority of the population is. The agreement was supposed to provide the government sufficient capacity to and guarantee safety of civilians all over the country. As it stands now, on the roads, people are being killed. In the villages, anyone gets up, any group gets up and attacks community, and almost nothing happens because the government doesn't have sufficient presence in most of these places to respond to the security needs of the civil population.
Now, if you say the agreement is dead, the peace process is dead, what is the way forward?
You know, the way forward is for South Sudanese to be honest to themselves, the political leaders who are concerned, who love the country, to be honest and responsible enough to say, well, let's sit down to agree on how we move this transitional process forward and implement the agreement, or agree on a new transitional arrangement that would take the country out of this crisis. As it stands now, people are suffering, being advanced by the political groups, and it is just dangerous for everyone in the country, and it's a situation that needs to come to an end. And so an alternative is for South Sudanese to sit down, to recognize and accept that things are not moving on well. The forces and the parties to the agreement are disintegrating, and therefore there is need to think about a new process, or for us to, as it stands now in my view, to demand that if these political leaders cannot take this country forward, then they should actually step down to allow South Sudanese decide a new transitional arrangement.
On a personal level, you have been engaged with this People's Coalition for Civil Action. And just from your last remark, you seem to be presenting this movement, your movement, as an alternative to the whole political process we have in South Sudan now, the peace agreement and everything. We covered August 30th. There were no protests. On VOA, we got comments, messages sent to us. We have this segment called Listener Comments. We read it on Friday. Someone like Kenya, in Yambio, other places would send in their message and saying, oh, we support this movement. Where do we come out? What time do we come out? I'm here in Yay. Let me know who is going to lead the protest. So the protest didn't take off. And so how can a movement so ineffective, it can't even take off and is only supported by a few people, or mostly online, be the alternative or the solution to the political crisis in South Sudan?
Yes, that is one way to look at the whole thing. First of all, with the thinking that there are only about four or so people leading the whole process. And the question to ask is, if there are only four people who are leading this process, it has no leaders on the ground, why would there be thousands of forces deployed all over the country, dozens of tanks, all the military armaments in the country, including gunships deployed, only for leaders who are not there or who may be online? This coalition is a mass movement, and it has a big membership all over the country, and that is what caused panic to the government to massively deploy. Since they have been fighting in 2013 until the 30th of August, they have never deployed, especially in Juba, the way they did on the 30th of August this last month. So, these questions may be there, but the coalition continues to mobilize massively in the different sectors and would surprise the system anytime. So the people are frustrated. Even the forces who are being deployed are frustrated. You may be aware that some of them had to be bribed with the uniforms and some promises of payment of their arrears and so on. In fact, some of these forces have actually been saying that we should call for another protest so that they would get paid again. So these forces are being deployed. They were doing their jobs to get really something out of that. But generally, there is massive support even among these forces for a new transition in the country.